Oh, I'm still alive. I haven't died. I'm right here. Let's get into the bullshit that is Secret Invasion and the bullshit that is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Right, so as I said in the intro, I am not dead. I am still alive. It's just these last 2 or 3 weeks, pardon my alarm. I was cooking bacon. Let me hit one more time. Okay. So I am not dead. I just been disenchanted about the last couple of weeks of like programming that have been going on. Nothing wrong with Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The crest of the bullshit on that show kind of like ramped up to where you want it to be. But the Keeping Up with the, not Keeping Up with Kardashians, the Secret Invasion was so horrid. That was like the worst show. And I want to be very specific. The actors were not horrible. The actors were not horrible at all. Samuel L. Jackson gave his best. I think her name is Shannen Whitaker. That was his wife. All these actors, Don Cheadle, all these actors did an excellent job doing acting the material that they had. It was just bad. It wasn't good at all. Like WandaVision kicked that show's ass in comparison to how WandaVision has been put out versus how Secret Invasion was put out. It's like they ran out of money on Secret Invasion. Like Secret Invasion is, it just wasn't good. It was not a good show. And that like there was like scenes, and this won't give anything away, but once you see the show itself, you'll know what I'm talking about. There were like scenes in an empty hallway. So seriously, like they got an empty hallway with some doors, and they were like, "You got five people from the set, come get on the set, and we're gonna pretend that this is a hospital hallway." And it didn't none of it made sense. Like you could clearly tell it was a stage, and for that caliber of a Disney show, it didn't make any sense for it to be that low budget, you know. So I don't know. I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna get into it because I'm gonna summarize the last three episodes. I think I threw the first three already, or at least wherever I dropped off, because I'd saved myself until the last episode, or I tried to get to the like the sixth episode because it was a small season. But that show was fucking horrible. I mean, when Keeping Up with the Kardashians is better than a Marvel show, that's bad. And oh. So I'm gonna talk about the Kardashians first because I'm pretty sure that I can wrap up Secret Invasion pretty quickly. It's not gonna last long at all. So I think where I left off, they were ramping up to the big confrontation between Kim and Courtney. Courtney is, I need to catch a riverboat trip on this road, or not road, on the River of Denial, because that's what Courtney is, girl. Her and Travis. Travis take vacations off of the River of Denial, but Courtney's ass is on a rowboat on that River of Denial, and she does not give a solid F about what y'all got to think about her and them lemon vitamins. She's just, I'm gonna do me. I've been working on this lemon vitamins for 5 years, and I just decided to put it out, and it just looked like a business I slapped together. But that doesn't mean anything because I've been working on lemon vitamins for 5 years. I was like, girl, now you know you ain't been working on lemon vitamins for fucking 5 years. Let's just be truthful about the whole thing. You know, you haven't been working on lemon vitamins for 5 years. You just started working on it recently because they came to you with the pitch, and you thought it would be a good thing to start. But if you have, fine. But you need to stop telling people that's gonna make your vesnooch, you know, taste like pineapple, because we all know that it's not. That aside, so they talked about her press for Lemmy vitamins. They talked to they wrapped up the whole Dolce and Gabbana thing with Kim, and Kim came back. And they finally sit down and have a conversation because Kim is like, you know, I'm tired of her saying, like, I'm not, you know, I don't care about the family. She was just like, I just really wanted to do this for myself, which I understand you want to do, you want to have your own self-identity. And they're saying the same thing. Courtney's saying she wants her own self-identity. She wants to be like, you know, this person that strives to do stuff by herself and have identity away from her family, which I'm just like, I don't know why all of a sudden now she wants that. But if she wants it, that's what she wants. Kim is saying the same thing because Kim basically lived in the shadow of Kanye for 10 years. And so she wants to be known as a fashion icon, basically. I don't know why, but she wants to be known as a fashion icon because, and she wants to be known by these fashion houses and these rich people basically that do fashion as a fashion person. And she is a fashion person. She's very much a fangirl of fashion as we are of her. So she wants to be respected in the fashion community. I guess that would be a better term or phrase with her. So she wants to be respected in the fashion community. She wants different job opportunities to work with these different people because she feels like she is the size, shape, and frame that they need. You know, she wants to work with a lot of, she wants to do different stuff within fashion. But the whole thing basically steeped down between her and Courtney was like, Courtney didn't want her to work with Dolce and Gabbana. And Courtney felt like Kim was just trying to get a paycheck to work with Dolce and Gabbana, which the paycheck was nice, but that's not why Kim was doing it. And so Kim told her, she was like, I emailed you multiple times. Courtney, once again, that would mean that she would have to get off of the River of the Nile. She's not getting off the river anytime soon. So she was like, I don't remember any emails. And you know, I'm in love with Travis. She automatically, anytime one of them starts saying, oh, don't be upset. Here, let me get you some yogurt. Sorry, toddler calls. Anyway. She would have to get off of the River of Denial to basically, you know, see that Kim probably did reach out to her because they got too many people between their two camps for Kim not to have reached out to her and talked to her, or at least told her, hey, this they're changing perspective on this $1 million campaign. I don't want to upset you. But she's basically still telling Kim, you don't take a paycheck if it's in regards to me. And Kim is just looking at her like, if it's a paycheck and it's giving me opportunity, I'm going to do it every time. So basically, we agreed to disagree and nothing got solved. So Chloe more or less got her shit together and she seemed like she was in a happy place towards the like last three or four episodes of the season. And then within the last, I don't know, the last, ooh, I would say episode, like the last 30 minutes, Tristan mama died. I was like, oh my God. I seen that like in real time. This happened 2022, December 2022, because they're a year behind and we're in 23 now. So this happened at the end of 22. And then his house, his cave house dwelling. Lord have mercy. You swear I've been drinking this morning, but I haven't. His dwelling of his house, he was getting some work done, some construction done on his house. The roof caved in, which I was like, isn't that a metaphor for life for him, his ass? Because he can't keep it to himself. So his roof caved in, his mama passed away, and his brother has is disabled. So he had to become the caregiver for his brother, move in with Chloe and take care of his brother, you know, do his mother's funeral. I'm sorry. So three things, those three things happened. So at the end of the very last episode, Chloe thought she was going to be able to get from under him and move forward. And this bastard had moved in. And I know it's just like Tiffany, you know, he went through he's going through a life crisis. They also said the same thing. You know, he's going through a life crisis. Their family, she has kids with them. They're going to stand and support each other. And I appreciate that. But when I say that goddamn Chloe's holding the Encanto together over there and that shit, she's over there mediating between Courtney and Kim. She's over there making sure that Chris is okay. She's giving birthday parties for Rob's daughter, who Rob's ass won't even get on camera because he went through so much stuff with his baby mama, who also sued them in the previous season. So I'm like, when I tell you she's goddamn Mirabelle holding the Encanto together, that is what that bitch is. Chloe's holding that shit together by screen. So, you know, I felt bad for her because I don't think she's like, well, the media and people think that I made Tristan cheat on me. No, ma'am. I don't think that you made Tristan cheat on you. I think Tristan is a piece of shit. And I think she deserves better, honestly, because she is a good person. But at the same time, he knows that He's her weakness. And when a man knows that you're he's your weakness and you have a soft spot for him, he's gonna keep preying on you. And that's what he's doing. He's basically preying on her because he's like, we're gonna get back together, right? I'm like, you can't even try to keep it to yourself. You might as well just put that shit on the shelf in the back of Neville and just never look at it again. Like, you know, on the 3rd of February, that's when we're gonna get back together. And I think because he's like, well, we living in the house together, we can just play mommy and daddy. I'm like, where did she find this dude? Where did she find Tristan? And it's like, can you imagine? I just go with me on a journey here. The dude, the one dude, or I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, or you date purple people either, it doesn't matter. That one, you remember that one relationship that you had, that one with that one dude that you was like, we're gonna be together forever. And then you find out that he is fucking crazy. You know him, you know her, you know who they are. And they're crazy. And then you have to move him or her or them into your house and live with them for 6 months while they get their house fixed. You'd be ready to jump out your skin too. And this poor woman has had to do it twice because her first dude that she was with also had problems. So she had two bad relationships played out for the media. Our bullshit ain't played out for the media. It's just between us and this podcast. I would never ever want to move in with anybody that I used to date. Hell, I think I have moved in with somebody that I'm currently married to. And I know he wouldn't want to move in with somebody he used to date that he couldn't stand. So I commend her, tip of the hat, for taking him in. And I can only hope that she sticks to her guns and she doesn't fall prey to his schemes and plans because he wants her and he's not going to let anybody else have her. I hope he moves forward and finds somebody. I hope she moves forward and finds somebody because that's the only way she's going to be happy. Now, in all of this, hold on, let me find the words because I'm tired this early. All of this in this bag of bullshit, the storyline that I enjoyed the most was Chris's. Because Chris is just here to get body scans and have martinis and pop into her kids' bunk ass lives and figure out what's going on with them. Go pat Kim on the back because Kanye's acting crazy. Go check on Chloe because Tristan's got all that bullshit going on. The only one she don't have to check on is Courtney, which I tip of my hat to Chris because Courtney's ass is crazy. And then, I guess she checks on Rob, but Rob's not on camera, so we won't be seeing him either. And then she doesn't check on the two younger ones either. It's just them three core, the older sisters that she spends the most time with, which I enjoy the most. I know she spends time with Kendall and Kylie, but we don't see that. And they tend to have their shit together, Kendall and Kylie. So, I enjoy I wish they would do more of the peppered in martini having Chris times because I that is very light and I enjoy it and it breaks up the levity of some of the bullshit that they do because I also enjoy when Kim's just doing her day-to-day stuff like cleaning out her multiple storages with all her fancy stuff and with Kanye's bullshit I was like stuff like that because I who does that for them? I know they have people, but it also fascinates me that she loves to do that kind of stuff. She loves organizing. I love that she loves to decorate for holidays and stuff, and they have big holiday parties. That kind of stuff is the reason why I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians because it's a lifestyle that I am not accustomed to, and that's what I want to watch. But Courtney and her bullshit with Kim, she know that was unmerited. That was made up. Either it, I'm sure it wasn't made up. I'm sure it was actual drama at the time. But for me, it's just like you could let that shit lie. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, your sister is telling you she feels this is the first time she's felt fulfilled and she wanted to do something that fulfilled her because she's tired of living in her ex-husband's shadow. Let her do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't even think Courtney heard any of it. I think Courtney just heard her saying that she wanted to do that project with them. And Courtney's like, well, it's me, it's me. And Kim made a very good point. She also got married in Italy before Courtney got married in Italy, but Courtney probably wiped that away. I was like, that's the it that kind of stuff, the little drama stuff that they have that they pepper in, it's fine. I'll watch it for that. I know it's not real drama because they're all too close and they live too close to one another for it to be something that it's going to be detrimental, what, that they don't talk to each other anymore. Like, if that was a headline, I'd be like, what? I'm shocked that they don't talk to each other anymore. But, for the most part, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is what I expected to be. I was very excited to hear that they're going to start back up again in September. Because I was like, these heifers film all the time. They're on the road. They're doing stuff all the time. And you telling me that they only do a cut of 10 episode season? I was like, why don't they do what they did on E, which was like they took a break for like 6 months and then they went back and started filming again. Like that break was like over Christmas time and they went back and, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like you're behind the paywall. You're charging, everybody had that watches your show has to pay like at least $10, maybe even 14 if you're having to cut out commercials to watch this show. And I'm watching it for 10 episodes. And if I was Hulu, I would tell the Kardashians, you need to start filming more episodes because people cut, they drop off after you get off of the show. As soon as this show wraps in August or July, end of July, our viewership drops, and then it picks back up again when people want to watch your show. So it's just like, get your shit together. We know you're filming all the time. Give us the extra cuts or whatever else, or Courtney dancing in Italy on the boat or whatever bullshit you got, so we could throw that up on Hulu and get some, money. It just doesn't make any sense to me because Hulu does have other things that you can watch on there. But, if I'm coming for the Kardashians, I want to see all the Kardashian content. So, all that to be said, that's basically the wrap up for Keeping Up with Kardashians. So let's quickly slide into the other bag of bullshit that is Secret Invasion. I watched Secret Invasion with the hope that after the third episode, because with most Marvel shows that are short like that, or Disney shows, I guess I should say in general, they are three. Within the first three episodes, you might be like, they build the story, characters are getting in the position, you're figuring out what's going on. Three through three, post three, episode three, so four, five, and six of the six episode grouping, they're normally full of action. Stuff is going on, people are getting killed, or like plots are getting worked through with that was set up in the first three episodes. None of that happened in Secret Invasion. None of it. And yeah, I'm not really spoiling anything because everything that's on the commercials or the trailers is basically what happened in the show. But I mean, nothing of importance happened on that show. Like, yes, it did set up for like the beginning of the Marvels or whatever, but I mean, like, that show should have been a movie, a little short movie, and it would have been a better as a 45 to an hour movie, like a little mini movie, versus a show. It just wasn't good. And then like people were talking about Loki season two, and I was like, I hope Loki season two is good because the Jonathan Majors stuff has not changed. I don't know if he going to jail. I don't know if she going to jail. I don't know if we going to jail. I don't know who's going to jail in that situation. But they keep moving his court date back to screw him over. So I, because I've never seen the court process take so long in one domestic dispute. And I know it's because he's famous, but it's just like if that man beat that woman, please just put him in jail already so we can move on. So we can find somebody else to put in that role. And everybody else can just stop biting their fingernails about him, being an asshole. I very much believe Jonathan Majors is an asshole. I have said it. I'm saying it right here. He looks like an asshole. But at the same time, it's just like it's holding all this stuff, and I know it sounds shitty of me to be like, well, it's because he's in my thing. I want this to be solved quickly. That's not it. If this was a good point was made, I think when they first found out that Jonathan Majors had gotten to this domestic dispute with this young lady, Thanos, what's his name? I forget what his name is now. He's the dude that played Thanos. He had a domestic dispute with one of his ex-wives. Girl, I didn't know that. Not until it was mentioned to me on TikTok. And I'm sure that's in somebody's court records. No, that was never brought back up when he was playing the most hated villain in all of Marvel. And he didn't have any issues because he had his shit together when he was doing Marvel. Now, I'm not for woman beaters. I'm not for domestic dispute charges. What I don't understand is why hasn't he gone to trial already? Why is it taking so long? Like, I mean, like, are they trying to get their information together? And why hasn't he switched lawyers? Because his lawyer doesn't seem like she have her stuff together. And I would hate to end up in jail for something I may not have done. Like, it was a misunderstanding. But the truth will come out, and I am more than willing to hear what has happened. Because it sounded like to me there was some shenanigans going on that night, and it was a lot of different stuff. As my sister would say, you can't knock yourself out. So, or maybe you can if you seen What's Love Got to Do With It. No, What's Love Got to Do With It. What's the other way? With Martin, an old girl beat herself with the oranges. I can't think of it. Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I was like, if you've seen A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, good sis beat herself with some navel oranges and went down to the police and said that Martin never touched her and he went to jail. So I'm not saying that that happened in this situation, but I sense shenanigans. And whether he hit her, she hit herself, or she hit the floor, I want to know what happened. It's none of my damn business, but I feel like I'm invested right now. And if he did, he needs to go to jail. But also, can we just move him off of the docket of being the bad guy for Marvel? Can we just move forward? Because I'm just like, I feel like I'm stuck in a relationship with them now, and I just want to move forward. Like, just go find somebody else. And it puts Marvel in a bind, it puts him in a bind, and then it puts poor Megan Good in a bind because I didn't know they were dating. So it's like, all of this is to say, I just want to be done with this shit. Because in this season of, apologize, my baby's drinking water out of a very loud sippy cup. It's like squeaky. But anyway, I just hope they figure that out soon, because they still have him in Loki season two. Loki season two doesn't seem like it's gonna be bad. It seems like they're gonna try to like lower down the episodes that Jonathan Majors was in. Because if you remember, it was supposed to come out in September, in the September. Now they push it back to October. But I mean, it can't be as bad as Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion was so bad. It was so bad. And I guess the good things, if I'm going to look at the good things that happened within the season, they got my girl Emilia Clarke in. She's a superhero now, so yay. They got some new other new characters in, so yay. It looks like it's setting it up for, hey, don't do that. It looks like it's setting it up for the new Captain America. So it looks like that's gonna, if that's gonna happen in Thunderbolts. Like, there's some different stuff is gonna happen. And this was just a footnote in those shows and movies, but oh, it wasn't good, y'all. And so I just been trying to figure out how to talk through that bag of shit that I just did. Because those that I mean, Secret Invasion, if you want to watch something, I was told to watch Andor. And Andor seems like it would be better. It looks better than Secret Invasion. And there's something else that came out too that I didn't watch. A season of it came out. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. But they say Guardians of the Galaxy is good, but it's just sad. So I need to probably go and watch that too. But I don't know. We'll see. And oh, I guess I can talk about some of the other stuff that I watched. I watched a horror movie on Hulu that was, let's see, it's called The Jagged Mind. And it was put out during June, during Pride Month. And it was about this lady that can't remember. She has a rare degenerative brain disease. And she can't remember things. So she has bad short-term and long-term memory. So like, some things long-term she can't remember, but then some things short-term she can't remember. But it turns out there might be some voodoo involved with the whole thing. And so it could be voodoo, it could be part of her disease. You gotta kind of find out. But that was on Hulu. It's called The Jagged Mind. It was really good though. I mean, I really enjoyed watching it. I watched finally got to watch Run, Sweetheart, Run, which was excellent. I love that. That was really good. I watched Rise of Evil Dead. Rise of Evil Dead was so good. I got that on Vudu. I ended up buying it on Vudu, but it's the best hour and 30 minutes of horror I think I've watched in a long time. And what else have I watched? There's a show that I watched. There was another movie that I watched recently too. Oh, I've been watching Top Gun Maverick because it was around 4th of July, and so I finally got to watch Top Gun Maverick, and it was good. I watched the new Transformers, and that was good. I enjoyed the characters. I think this is the first time that I've enjoyed a Transformers movie since the OG Transformer with Shia LaBeouf, like back when Shia LaBeouf actually was like okay. I really enjoyed that movie a lot though, and like I was texting my sister about it, and I was like, I can't believe it took this long to have people of color like in as main characters in a Transformers movie. Like, I'm not saying everybody know Tyrese was there. We know Tyrese was in the first three. I'm not talking about a supporting character. I'm talking about the main characters, the first person you see as soon as they walk out the gate. You know what I'm saying? It was Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox for the first two to three movies, and they did have, Tyrese in there, and there was another black man in the third one, Dark Side of the Moon. But I mean, the character, the robots were in, the robots had were doing job talking and stuff, and I was just like, this is unacceptable. Like, I mean, that I loved the second Transformers, loved it for a long time. I watched it recently in my 30s. I was like, this is highly unacceptable. I don't like this. So I mean, but I've watched the new one, the one that recently came out, multiple times, and I've enjoyed it every time I've watched it. I mean, it's just good. And I would say watch it. And it's on Paramount Plus, so if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch it. And then I think I'm gonna try to start doing like something with that I watch, like a movie a week, something new, or maybe something I've already watched or rewatched something. Because I know yesterday I watched my favorite movie of all time, which is Prince of Darkness. I can run that on repeat. I can go to sleep watching it. It has scared my husband because all you hear is in the background. He goes, I thought that there was a demon in our house. And I was like, well, it's a very phonically mnemonic demon because he just sings in the background. But I sat and watched that, and I hadn't watched it in a long time. So I try to refrain from watching a lot of horror around my child because he doesn't know what it is, but at the same time, he gets scared when he sees different things. Like, and you just don't know what's going to scare him. So, which is horrible because, I'm a Halloween person. But anywho, that's all I got for right now. I mean, I just, I've been really disenchanted with the stuff that's been coming out. Also, a quick rant, and then I promise I'll leave it alone. Also, the thing I don't like about Disney is like, okay, when Transformers hit VOD, it was on Paramount Plus within the same day. When movies that go on Peacock, my babies go to the potty book, it's playing in the background. But the when Peacock has a movie, I think the Fast and the Furious movies should be on there within the next month. I mean, like when they have new movies and stuff, it's on Peacock. When Paramount gets new movies, it goes directly to Paramount because you're like, it's like, why are we holding out? So my point in saying all that is Disney is pushing their movies where that they have to you have to buy it first before it hits Disney Plus. So it takes another 45 days to hit Disney Plus. So it goes to theaters. So like Little Mermaid just went to theaters in May. It's on VOD right now. You can buy it on VOD for $20 on Vudu, Prime, well, however you buy your movies. So it's going to take another 45 days until it hits Disney Plus. So you probably won't see it on Disney Plus until like October, which is bullshit because when during the pandemic they was releasing it either same day or 45 days after it hit the theater. So that means if let's say Guardians of the Galaxy was released during February, it would be out on VOD and on Disney Plus in March. Like March, end of March, beginning of April. And that's a good turnaround. And then people that are on your paying platform can watch it. It's like people are paying like over $100 to watch it on Disney Plus, and I gotta wait like damn near 3 months just for it to hit the paid platform. And I don't know. I think the pandemic changed a lot of things with streaming. And I think that it has changed not for the better, but for the worse, because now you can't give me a taste of crack and then tell me that, oh no, you can't have no more of it. And so it's just like I'm used to having these movies released early and on time, sometimes the same day as the movie with some of them. And being like Halloween Kills, that was released the same day the movie was released in theaters. You know, I want that back, because some people really don't like going to movie theaters. We don't like having to fight a line, sit next to people, having to go to the wrong theater or go to multiple theaters just to go see a movie. We want to watch it in the comfort of our house in our pajamas. Like, I want to do that. So anyway, I have spent enough time ranting about random things. So I'm gonna let you go. I hope you have a good week, and you'll see me soon, okay? Bye.